You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Let's talk about some unexpected outcomes of the COVID-19 pandemic on food. For more than two decades, Europe has resisted the genetic modification of crops. That has been bad for the U.S., which has a global lead in this technology. But now two things are happening. New gene editing techniques that remove genetic material but don't add genes from a different species are reassuring Europeans. And the pandemic is bringing back a little more faith in science. From Norwich in eastern England, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
In his lab in Norwich, plant scientist Jonathan Jones has been genetically modifying potatoes to make them resistant to blight. His work is unconnected to COVID-19, but Jones says it could get an indirect boost from the pandemic.
The COVID vaccine rollout is a wonderful illustration of how helpful science is at addressing challenges to the human condition.
The vaccines involve genetic engineering. Vindication, says Jones, of a much maligned technology.
Without being able to use these methods, we would never have come up with a vaccine to a previously unseen virus in 11 months.
Millions of Brits in particular have been happy to have this genetically engineered product injected into their arms. They were not so receptive 20 years ago when the drive to introduce genetically engineered crops provoked a noisy backlash here. There were angry demonstrations against what the British tabloids called frankenfood. Surrounded by police, environmental protesters ripped up a test field of the offending crops.
What we've done is dug up some plants, and if people want to press charges, well, we'll see.
OK, if you could come with us now, please. You're under arrest on suspicion of criminal damage.
OK. Thank you. I think you should arrest them on site.
Trial sites across Britain were vandalised and the protesters arrested and bundled away in police vans. But the process were effective.
Thank you.
And so, 20 years ago, the regulatory doors were slammed shut on GM technology. The commercial cultivation of GM crops is more or less prohibited in Europe. And with some exceptions, the importation of GM crops into the EU is restricted too. But change could be on the way. The boss of this Whole Food factory in North London, Alex Smith, was one of the leading anti-GM campaigners. Now, for a variety of reasons, he's changed his mind. He now supports the new gene editing technology. And thanks to the vaccines, he thinks attitudes throughout the UK are also shifting.
This understanding that genetic technologies have saved the day, basically, is now permeating society.
Now, outside the EU, the Brits are free to draw up their own crop regulations, and the UK government says it would like to do just that. Plant scientist Jonathan Jones, although an opponent of Brexit, is pleased.
Through gritted teeth, I acknowledge that this is a Brexit dividend. It means that we can come up with a more science-based regulatory framework.
The UK seems likely at first to allow the gene editing of crops. Meanwhile, the EU has commissioned a study that might lead it to follow suit. Dirk Inser, a geneticist at Ghent University in Belgium.
Everybody hopes that the European Commission will re-evaluate the entire situation so that this new technology one would be able to use also in Europe.
All this, says Emmanuel Adam of the British American Business Group, could have big implications for US agribusiness, since some of its products have been excluded from Europe by the GM restrictions.
If there was a big shift in European attitudes, this could indeed turn into a huge business opportunity for American food producers.
The GM issue has bedeviled transatlantic trade talks for years, and although there are many other obstacles to a deal, Adam says the removal of this one will help.
It would certainly make the trade conversation between both sides easier.
Support for GM food is rising here, partly because of the belief it can generate more climate-friendly, low-carbon farming. But the COVID vaccines are also playing a major part. Genetic science, it seems, is the hero of the day. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.